Well, over the last few weeks, we've been focusing on the efforts of the U.S. Coral Reef Task Force as they implement strategies for protecting and restoring the nation's coral reefs. And U.S. Deputy Undersecretary Ann Mills says the efforts are ongoing.
Certainly, we are making some strides in protecting some of the coral reefs. We're also, frankly, still learning what practices are going to make the biggest difference in terms of keeping some commercial fisheries and sport fishing industries away from some of the most vulnerable coral reefs. And again, agriculture's role in reducing the amount of sediment and nutrient runoff into the corals.
But Mills says they are definitely seeing a difference.
And I think what we're really excited about is how we're making breakthroughs in how local communities, local decision makers can work with state and federal government to map out a future for how they want to manage their oceans, to manage their landscapes in a way that benefits those communities but also achieves our larger goals.
And part of this process is often referred to as coastal and marine spatial planning,
which is part of the federal government's National Oceans Policy. And it's a real partnership endeavor for communities to build their future together, to manage our ocean resources and our land resources in a way that's going to benefit them economically, culturally, and in terms of protecting their ecosystems.
Bottom line, the Deputy Undersecretary says with the amount of work going on here in our state between farmers and organizations such as the Natural Resources Conservation Service,
I think Floridians should be really pleased at the level of collaboration that's going on to protect this incredible resource they have.
To learn about more collaborations between farmers and the Natural Resources Conservation Service, visit fl.nrcs.usda.gov. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.